love this time of year. I just love it. And let me tell you one of the reasons why. We talk about Christmas coming on in a time of giving. Well, Thanksgiving is a time of gratitude. And those really go hand in hand, giving and gratitude. And let's talk about gratitude for a second. There's a message that my favorite institute teacher used to share. This is something that Ed J. Pinniger, who was a mission president and also later a temple president, shared about his time while he was a mission president. Let me quote to you something he said about gratitude that I think is so insightful. He says, "As a leader of young missionaries for 4 years, I had struggled with the question of motivation. I had searched the scriptures, used reasoning and logic, and had pleaded with my Heavenly Father for more insight. I felt that in order to get to the heart of productivity in missionaries and to offer them a key to the conversion process, I needed the answer to the question, what is the beginning, the stepping off place of righteous desire?" Now, before I continue, think about that. What is the stepping off place of righteous desire? What is it that gets somebody to start desiring righteousness? Getting back to the quote, "I felt that if I could get a handle on that, if I could get to the very seeds of desiring righteousness, I could help missionaries and investigators to know how to begin. At 4 a.m. on December 25th, 1988, I was awakened by a direct response from the heavens to my four-year search. Apparently, Heavenly Father had some growing for me to do, and so had allowed me to pursue the answer to my question and to struggle with it for all those months. But at that time, as He always does, He began to provide the reward for the price I had been paying in this pursuit. This time the answer wasn't found in a witness of the Spirit to a passage of Scripture or in the words of a modern prophet. It was one of those occasions when the Spirit communicated directly and tangibly to another spirit through no medium but Himself. He impressed a comprehension indelibly on my mind and in my heart. I got up and immediately wrote it down. And this is the part that I love. Recognizing the goodness of God puts the knowledge that He loves us into our hearts. That great moment then produces the fruit of gratitude, and righteous behavior can be the result. Therefore, gratitude is the beginning of all righteous desire." That's the end of the quote. Isn't that beautiful? Gratitude is the beginning of all righteous desire. If you're struggling to want to do what's right, if you're struggling because you know you should be doing something and you just can't bring yourself to do it, work on your gratitude. Start thanking Heavenly Father for everything. Go for a walk and just start praying and asking, "Please, please help me to see my blessings." And then, don't stop there, start thanking Him for things. Thank the Lord for your home, your friends, your family, the beautiful painting on your wall, the food that you have to eat, the job that you have. Thank Him for every little thing. Get more and more specific. And I promise you, your desire to do what's right will increase. I really believe this to be true, that the seed of righteous desire is gratitude. And what better time of year to start really pushing and working on that than Thanksgiving? Have a happy Thanksgiving and work on that gratitude thing, because it's going to pay off over and over throughout your life. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made
Awesome.